Udiya kilu rabbanon alayu. There's a special kula the rabbanon said an oni. An oni here means, it doesn't mean how much money you have. It just means you're stuck in the road now and you do not have any pass with you, any bread with you. The rabbanon will make it for you. You're allowed to say shvi sasi tachti. Abel oshir. Let's say somebody that's rich. That means somebody that's at home and has pass there. Loi. He's not allowed to leave his house on Friday and walk outside to be by the outside in the field at the beginning of Shabbos. It's not chal according to Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda holds no. Ike erev beregel. The ike erev alamol is to be there wherever your feet are. Because wherever you are, that's where erev is chal. Mela echad oni v'echad osher. Even though you have bread in your house, still if you're stingy, you don't want to leave the bread outside in the fields, or you're afraid it'll get ruined there. So you're allowed to walk out to the fields before Shabbos and be there for the beginning of Shabbos. So you're kind of shvis outside of the fields, and that's called the Rubit Chum also. The Ik Erev is wherever a person is standing. Abu. So this is Rav Nachman learning, this is the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Abu, but more complaining, but the beginning of our Mishnah, where we said a tremendous Chiddush, that even though you're not standing underneath that tree, you're 2,000 namas away from the tree, still you have a new kula that you're allowed to say you want your shvisa to be chal underneath that tree, then divrei hakol everybody holds on the in osher loy. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's only a special kula for somebody that is traveling Friday afternoon and he realizes he'll never get home before Shabbos to get into his chum. That's what Rabbanan gave him this kula. He could say that I want my shvisa to be chal 2,000 namas down the road. Of a person that's an osher means a person that's at home in his house. He has no heter to say, I want my shrisa to be chal 2,000 namas down there underneath a special tree. For an usher, the Rabbanan never gave this kula. Now, the Gemara's Masbih, according to Rav Nachman, the Zuhi Sha'amru, at the beginning, it says, this is the one that says that only an oni could do it, not an usher. Man ketoni lo, who learns this? That's Rav Meir. This is a Rav Meir Shita. The Yahechi Koi, Rashi says, this is the Baksa, this is the Girsa, it should be, not Viahei, nor Viahechi Koi. In which case is Rav Meir saying his din, dafkur an oni and not an oshir, a'enoi makir oishene boki balocha. Somebody does not know this kunz to say 2,000 namas down the road, but instead he says, where I'm standing right now, I want my shrisa to be chal where I'm standing right now. Still, Rav Meir says that's only good for an oni. Mashenker an osher, somebody that's at home and has bread, he is not allowed to walk out to the fields at the beginning, right before Shabbos, and say, Shvisasi should be where I'm standing right now, if you do not have bread with you. That's Rav Meir Shita. Now, the end of the mission, it says, V'loi omru ma'arvim b'past elo lohokul. Now, that's mashma, the ik erev is wherever you are standing. And the din that you can use the bread is only a kula. Man ketoni lo, who learns that? That's Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. But Rav Yehuda learns that everybody is moida, that if you are walking and you are there outside by the tchum, wherever you are, you're allowed to say shvisasi bimkaimi. Wherever I am, I want my shvisa to be chal. Because Rav Yehuda holds, and that's where we hold the halacha, the yik of an erev is where a person is standing. Wherever you are, you have this din of al yetsa ish bimkaimi. You can't walk out, you can't go 2,000 namas from where you're standing. But the yikar is where you're standing. Nor there's a kula, if you don't want to stand outside the tchum, you're allowed to put a pass before Shabbos, and your pass, your bread, can be kind of for you. This is the way Rav Nachman learns Pshat, and we pass him like this, according to Rav Yehuda. That comes out the Maisa, that if you're standing outside there, even an usher can make an error that way. But the first kula of the Mishnah, that if you want, stay home, and Stam say you want your error to be chal down there underneath the tree, even though you say which place, that doesn't help by an usher if you're at home. It only helps a special kula, somebody that's on the derech, somebody that's traveling, and realizes you won't make it home. The Rabbanim will make it that you could say your shvisa should be chal 2,000 namas down the road underneath a special tree. Now the Gemara of Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says no. Machlekes b'mokam pleni. The machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda now Mishnah is a machlekes in this case where a person says he wants the shvisa to be chal down the road, down there, 2,000 namas there. That's where there's a machlekes. The Rabbi Meir sover on the in Arshaloi. Rav Meir says good. In such a chiddush to say that you want your shvisa to be chal down the road, even though you're not there, and even though you don't have a pass there, it's only a kula if a person's an oni, means somebody traveling on the road, and not an usher. Somebody that's at home, and could take a path, could walk out there, the Rabbanon will not make to sit home and say, you want your Shrisa to be chal down there underneath that tree. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda saw Rabbi Yehuda's no. Echad oni the echad osher. No, even an osher has this kula. Even though you're at home now, and you have bread at home, still you don't have to walk out to the fields. It's in a case where you know where there's a mokum mesuyim, you know a special tree there, which is outside there, you're allowed to stam say bediber, you want your shvisa to be chal outside there. Well, the Tosfos speaks out, the kasher is, according to Rabbi Yehuda now, according to Rabbi Chisda, what do you ever have to have a pas for? Like, who's going to ever put a pas? Since you're allowed to be an usher even at home, and stam say you want your shvisa to be chal outside in the fields, underneath a tree, so why should anybody ever put a pas of bread outside there for an erev? You could always make an erev by just saying, you want your shvisa to be chal outside there. So Tosfos answers Yeshloimah, Tahai lahokil hecha delek ilon oy gedir. Enough kumina is, you don't have a mokum mesuyim. You don't have a tree. There are 2,000 namas and mamish in the middle of the field there. So there's no mokum mesuyim. So you can't stam say shvisose tachti over there. There's no special mokum. So then you can only do it with a pas. If you put a bread there before Shabbos, then wherever your pas is, that remains the mokum mesuyim. And for that, yerev is chal. That's when you need a pas. Any time you know a mokum mesuyim, you know a special tree outside there, you're allowed to be home in your house, and you could say you want your shvisa to be chal outside there under the tree. So that the Gemara Avu b'mkoimi, in the case where you're outside in the field and you want your shvisa to be chal where you're standing right now, then divrei hakol everybody holds, even Rav Meir, that echad oni v'yechad osher. This is according to Rav Chisda that everybody holds. Where you're standing outside there in the field, even though you're an usher, even though you came out from your house. But now that at the beginning of Shabbos, you're standing outside there in the field, it's like a chal yeshrisa where you're standing. Why? Because the svar is, the ikka erev regel. The ikka yisayd of an erev tchumim is, wherever you are standing at the beginning of Shabbos, that's where you're kind of yeshrisa. V'zui sh'omru man ketoni lo, v'zui that that our Mishnah says, v'zui sh'omru only an oni and not an usher who learns this, Rav Meir says this din. For Yehechi Koi, where is Rav Meir saying this din? According to Rav Chisda, it's going back to the ratio of the Mishnah. Aho, that Misha Boba Derech, somebody's on the road, the Choshchon's getting nighttime, and we say he's Laris Seish, we saw say Tachas Ilon Pliny. Even though it's 2,000 Namas down the road, you're not there and you don't have your pass there, still you have this special Kula. So if Rav Meir Davkin Oni has this cool, he could say, Shvisose Tachas Ilan Pliny. Now, the end of the Mishnah that says, Loi Omru Marvim Apas El Lohokul, that at the end of the Mishnah says, the reason to use a pass is only a kula. But Mashma, really, if you walk there, it's always good. Man Kitonilo, who learns this? Divrei Hakol. According to Rav Chisda, goes according to everybody. Because everybody, even Rav Meir is Moida, that the Ik Erev is Baragla, where you are standing. If you are standing outside in the field and you want your tchum to be chal where you are, everybody holds that's good. So what's the Indian to use a pasta and to use bread? And Echnami, it's only lohokel alav. It's only to make a kula when you don't want to walk there, you don't want to be outside, then you don't want to be there at the beginning of Shabbos, you let her put a pas outside before Shabbos. And at the beginning of Shabbos, when the pas is there, your erev is chal wherever your pas is. So this is the machloikas Reb Chisda and Reb Nachman. So the Gemara Tanya Kavosa the Rav Nachman. I'll bring your riot to Rav Nachman's Pshat, and Allah will take a paskin like Rav Nachman. What's the riot to Rav Nachman's Pshat? His Doab Raisa it says, Echod Oni V'Yechod Osher, whether you're an Oni. Now again, an Oni here means that you're on the road traveling and you don't have bread with you. V'Yechod Osher means even though you're at home now and you do have bread in your house, it's still Ma'arvim B'Pas. If you want to, you're allowed to put a pass outside there, and wherever your pass is, that's where you're kind of shvisa. For lo yetzei osher though, but a rich person, somebody that's inside his house Friday, should not leave his house on Friday, chutz l'tchum, to walk outside, to be exactly alpayimam away from his house, v'yoyma shvisosi b'mkoymi, in order to say that he wants at the beginning of Shabbos, the shvisa should be chal where he is. In other words, you can't just walk out there and be there and say you want the shvisa underneath you. Why? That's what Meir is saying, Klaw, we only gave this kula for somebody to say that now that I'm out far in the field, I want my Shri Siddhi Bichal where I'm standing, even though I do not have any bread here, that's only a kula for an oni, somebody that's traveling on the road and doesn't have bread with him. But for an oshir, the Rabbanim would not make him. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, the Iki Yisayid of an Erev is to use a pas. So every you are at home Friday, and you have bread in your house, and you could put the pas outside there, the Rabbanim would not make him any other way, only by putting a pas outside there. So this Lechur is a chlorai according to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman says, according to Rav Meir, only a noni could use Shvisasi Bimkoimi, but an Asher cannot do it. Mashenken, according to Rav Chizda, doesn't come out. Yeah, Mashenken, according to Rav Chizda, doesn't come out. Because Rav Chizda said, everybody holds that you can make it Neruv where you are standing. Even though you're an Asher, you're allowed to walk outside and make the Neruv, even according to Rav Meir. And here the Brisa says, Klo, according to Rav Meir, an Asher is not allowed to leave his house and walk out to be by the end of the Tchum without a pas. Benafka has to use a pas. So this is a raya to Rav Nachman's pshat in the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, and the Brisa goes right and says, Rav Yehuda says, Echad oni v'yechad Asher. No boat, even though you're an Asher, still you're allowed to marvin beregel. That a person is allowed to leave his house on Friday and go outside in the fields and be there at the beginning of Shabbos and say Shvisasi Bimkoimi. That's the Yehuda Shita. Even an Asher could do this. And Aloha, we pass him like this, Shita according to Yehuda. V'zehu Ikra Shel Erev. This is the Ikra of an Erev that we hold, where a person is standing, that's where the Ikra of the Erev is. Now the Hetiru Chachomim LaBalabais. The Chachomim was Mekel for Balabos, Lishaleach Eruvoi Biyad Avodoi. He's allowed to send his Erev, his pas, with his Eved, or else Biyad Benoi, his son, Biyad Shluchi Gistam Mekeshliach, Vishvil Hokel Olov. This is only a Kula that if you don't want to walk there and be there at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to send pas with the Shliach with somebody else. But it's only a Kula, because the Iker HaDin is, wherever you are standing, that's where your Shvi Sizchal. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisa B'Yanshei Beis Mamul. There was a Maisa that happened by the people of Beis Mamul, or B'Yanshei Beis Gurin, B'Yaruma, and the people living of Beis Gurin in Aruma. Shoyo Mechalkin G'roi Grisut Smukum Laniyin, B'Shnei B'Tzeris. They used to give a lot of tzedakah. It was a hunger, the famine year. It was a bad year. And they would give out gregis, that means dried out figs, or tzemukim, dried out grapes, or raisins, and give it to the aniyim. O boyin oni aniye kfar sichin, the ani kfar chananya, that the aniyim from these towns wanted to come to Aruma in order to get these matonas to eat. So how did they leave the house? Their house was 4,000 amas away from here. So you're not allowed to walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos. So what they did was, they walked 2,000 amas before Shabbos, u'machshichim al ha'tchum, and they used to sleep there on the tchum. L'mochros, the next day, mashkim boyim, they would come into the city, and take this matonis teat, because now they were kind of shvisa where they are. This is good that you did l'shitosai, even though these are niyim. When they left the house, they were called like an anoshir then, because they had bread in the house. Still, they were allowed to walk out and sleep in the field there, and be kind of shvisa there, and then on Shabbos morning get up and walk another 2,000 amas into the city. So the kids, we have a raya here that Rav Nachman's pshat is right, and we pass the libra of Yehuda, that wherever you are standing, even if you don't have your pas there, you're allowed to say shvisasi tachti. Mashenkin, the kul to say that you want your shvisa de bichal down the road, apayim mama, underneath a tree, that's only mutter, even according to Rav Yehuda, by an oni, somebody that's traveling and stuck on the road, Mashenka and by an osher, somebody that's at home, has no heter to say, I want my shvis to bichal down there underneath the tree. Omer Ravashi masnisen damideka. Ravashi says, for now, Mishnah, we also have a raya to Rav Nachman's pshat in the machlokes. Tiktoni, because it's a Mishnah later. The next Mishnah says, Mishayotso leilach leir. A person picked himself up on Friday and started to go to another city, Shem Arvin Lo. In other words, this next city is like 4,000 amas away from your city. So If you make an Eruv et Chumim in between, you're allowed to walk from your city to that city on Shabbos. Now he picked himself up on Friday and didn't want to make any Eruv et Chumim. He wanted a mamish go and walk there to this other city. Now while he was walking, v'herziru chaveri, his chaverim came over to him and told him, you should know, it's too cold outside, it's too hot outside, it's going to rain tonight, you're better off staying home. And he goes back home. The halacha is tomorrow Shabbos morning, hu muta leilach, he's allowed to get up and walk to that city on Shabbos. V'chol b'nei ir, but everybody else, the rest of the people in the city, is asurim, are also to walk to that city on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Yehuda himself. Now, Vavinam Bo, the Gemara later is going to ask the Kasha, Maishno Iyu, Maishno Inu. What's the difference between this person or the rest of the people in the city? The Chur was talking about he did not put any past bread outside there. He did not make an Eruv Chumim. But since he did not make an Eruv Chumim, just like the rest of the people in the city, are not allowed to walk to that city because it's 4,000 amas away. So why could this person walk there like he didn't make an Eruv Chumim? The Yomar Rafuna's Mazda Pshan, the next missioner is Hocha B'mayaskin. We're talking about Kegoin Sheyesh Loi Shnei Batim. This person owns two houses. He owns one house in this city here, and he owns another house in the next city, which is 4,000 amas away. Ushnei Tchume Shamas B'neim. There's exactly 4,000 amas between us, this city here, and the next city there. Now, the Maisa was Friday. This person picked himself up and started to leave this city to go to the house he has in the next city. So we say a Svari, Zicha has Das to go to live in that city. He has a house there. He wants to get there. So the Svari is, Ihu, he himself, Kivan, the Nofik Lei, Liurcha, since he started to walk on the road, as he left his first deer in this city to go to the next city. So he's called like an Oni now. He's traveling on the road. His heavenly Oni. He has a din like a nani. So therefore, we consider when he started to walk on the road, the Rashi, Busunsi Rashi, it's as if he said he wants the Shvisa to be chal b'makam pleni. That is, he wants the Shvisa to be chal underneath the tree that's punked in the middle of these two cities, which is 2,000 namas in the middle. He wants the Shvisa to be chal. He wants the Shvisa to be chal underneath that tree. So therefore, he that left his town was on the Urchaz, on the Derech. He got a shemoni. And about at that time he said, or at least we consider as if he meant to say, that his shvisa should be chal underneath that tree. His taka chal underneath that tree. Therefore, tomorrow on Shabbos, he's allowed to travel 4,000 amis, because it looks as if his shvisa is in the middle of the, in between the two cities. So he's 2,000 amis this way is of his Erev. So on Shabbos, he can walk back to his Erev and walk another 2,000 amis to the other city. The rest of the people in the city, since they did not pick themselves up and leave the city at all, is Ashirim Ninu. They're like an usher, and the male, they have no right at all to say Shvisasi B'makam Pleni. They can't make the Erev Tibichal underneath that tree that's in the middle between the two cities. Therefore, they can't walk to that other city. Alma, what do we see from here? That Kol B'makam Pleni, anytime you want to say your shvisa should be down the road, not where I'm sitting, standing right now. I want my shvisa to be further down, the mokam pleini. When do we have this head there? Only in. Only if you started to go traveling. You're on the road already. And like here, the person picked himself up to leave this city. I'm not to go to the next city. He didn't just want to go to see. Mitchil, he had dach to mamash to go to the next city. Therefore, we say he has a shame, osh oni. Therefore, it's erev ischal. Mashenkin Oshaloi, but the rest of the people in the city, since they did not leave the houses, they're called an Osher. For them, the Erev is not Chal. They can't say B'mokam Pleini. Therefore, it's not Chal. It's a Shema Mina. So we see a Chloraya that goes according to Rav Nachman, and not according to Rav Chisda. Because according to Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda was Mekel, even in this case, that even an Osher could say, I want my Shvisha to be Chal B'mokam Pleini. And here in the next Mishnah, which is Reb Yehuda Shita, it says Klo. Only a Noni could do this, and not a Noshir. So it's a Klo Arayah to Rav Nachman. So the Mara Masnin Lei, Rav Chia Barashi Lechia Barav, Kaimi de Rav. He learned this over in front of Rav, and said, Echad Oni v'Echad Oshir, that they're allowed to say, Shvisasi Bim Kaimi. In a case where they're standing outside the Tchum, they're allowed to say, I want the Shvisi Bichal underneath where I'm standing. And Omar Le Rav, Sayim Beinami Alachak Reb Yehuda. That we paskin like Reb Yehuda, Ali B'de Reb Nachman. That in a case where you're standing outside the Tchum, even though you're an Osher, you left your house Amnas to stand there, Yerev is Chal. But in a case where you're at home, or even if you're on the road, and you want Yerev to be Chal further down the road, 2,000 Amas down, but not complaining, that's only Mutter for an Oni, and not for an Osher. And that's Talacha. So let's just see just this last Rashi here. It's Rashi, Ihu, Kivon the Nofik Liurcha, since he himself picked himself up, Alman asked to go to the next city. Mishum halicha mamish. V'loi mishum lara baraga. They didn't want to make an Erev. Mamish wanted to walk. Hevelei oni. He's considered an oni. V'yocholei meshrisosi b'mokam atchum. V'yisayim mokam anikoloi shom. Havadi, he has to have a special place where he knows exactly which the Aldam is. And it's chal there. So Rashi says, V'plukta damaroyi lekamonos amachloikis. Ikla mandiyoma dafil lo yomanami. Even though he didn't say anything, still it's good. Since we know he wants to travel to the next city, is commando amadomi. It's as if he said he wants his shris bichal underneath that tree that's in between. Yeah. So therefore we say, since he left the city, even though now people come and tell him and say, don't go, it's going to rain tonight, it's going to be too hot on the road, and he changes his mind, he goes back home, so what? But since Lamaisa he left his city, Al-Manas, to go to that city, he got his shemoni. It's considered like he's traveling on the road, and therefore it's considered as if he said he wants his shrisha to be chal down the road, Al-Payimama, underneath a special tree. We look as if his shrisha is taka chal there. Therefore, tomorrow morning on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk now 4,000 amas from where he is right now. Because we look as if his shrisa is chal in between the two cities, 2,000 amas in between, therefore he could walk until his Erev there, and then from his Erev he could walk on another 4,000 amas further. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. From the base. Bottom in the Nalef. Three lines from the bottom, the end of the third line. Masni le Rav Chia Barashi le Chia Barav Kaimei de Rav. That echad oni v'yechad osher. He told them the halacha is whether you're an oni or whether you're an osher, you have the same halacha. We'll soon see what. Omale Rav, and Rav answered, Rav was Moisef, Omale Rav, Sayim bonami halacha k'Reb Yehuda. You should also be paskin like Reb Yehuda. That the shala was echad oni v'echad osher means whether you're an oni means you're on the road. Friday afternoon you're traveling on the road and you're stuck outside there. So wherever you're standing right now, you're allowed to say shvisi b'mkaimi. Where I'm standing right now, I'm kaina my shvisa, and you have a loch, you're allowed to walk al payimama from where you're standing. Even though you don't have any pot, you didn't put any bread down. Just the person is standing, if you're on the road, you're called an oni. Now the chiddush is even an osher. That means somebody that's at home Friday afternoon. And the mal of your home, no matter how poor you are, you have bread in your house. So really the person could have taken his bread when he walked out to the fields and put down the bread for the Eruv Etrumen. But he didn't do that. He just walked out to the fields to be there at the beginning of Shabbos. You could also make an Eruv Etrumen that way. And that's the way we hold. Echad oni v'echad osher. Where an oni means you're on the road traveling and you're getting stuck there Friday afternoon right before Shabbos. You don't have bread with you, or whether you're an usher means you're in your house Friday afternoon. And now you know tomorrow you want to walk 4,000 amas. So the way is you have to put an Erev outside there by 2,000 amas out. So you're allowed to walk there and to be by that place, Bein Hashmoshes. And when you're standing there, you're kerni yeshvis to where a person is standing at the beginning of Shabbos. So then you have a right to walk from that place 2,000 amas back home to your house and sleep here at night. And then tomorrow morning you can walk again till there, and then there further another 2,000 amas. So halacha we hold like this, that even though you're an usher, you're allowed to make the Erev by just walking and being there. So tomorrow, Rabba bar Rab Chonin, have a rogel diyosa miyatvis lepumpadisa. He was rogel, he used to always walk from the city Atvina, and he used to come to Pumpadisa. Trashi rogel diyosa b'chol Shabbos, every Shabbos he used to walk. Miyativna lepumpadisa. That's the way he used to walk every Shabbos.